Okay, we're ready to begin. Hi, okay, we're ready to begin. Okay. So we're doing the melacha of tviya, of making like strings on Shabbos, taking the wool of an animal and spinning it to become a string. So the Rambam writes in Perek Yud, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Ches, HaPosel Chavolim Min HaHutzin, Mecholof, Omichuti Tzemer, Chuti Pishna, Chuti Soyer, Peyot HaReza told us Kosher Chayef. Okay, so the simple pshat is, if a person, if a person takes wool and he spins the wool, that's the melacha of tova, of tviya. He's spinning the wool. But it's interesting that the Rambam in Perek Yud, in page 1 here, Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Ches, says haposal chavolim min ahutzim. In other words, you're making a rope. It's also you're taking different strings and you're making a rope. You know, you're winding it, the different strings, to become a rope. Hareza told us kosher, the chayef. So the Rambam says a chiddush. Because normally we think if you take things and you spin it, that's tovah. The Rambam says if you take strings and you spin it, it's a melacha of kosher. And v'shiur k'dei she'yamar rachevel b'psiloso b'lo k'shira. In other words, if you wound it enough that it's now stays as a string, as a rope, you chayv. V'chein ha'mafrid es ha'psil, ha'reza told us matir v'chayv. And if you unrope the rope, in other words, you unravel it, and now it's separate strings, then that would be the melach of matir. V'hu shalo yiskaven l'kalkel, b'vad. In other words, it has to be a tikkun, or else it'll be a kilkul. But the question that the mafarshim are going to raise is, where does the Rambam get that it's a din kosher? I mean, normally, you spin, that's a din of toveh. It's not a din of kosher. So we have to see. And Rav Kapach, in his Perush to the Rambam on page 2, he writes at the bottom, HaMagid Mishnah V'Kesev Mishnah Lois Tzinu Mikoro. In other words, he says that they don't tell you where does the Rambam get it from. So Mem Gimel Ayin is that in Gala Mukos maybe, Tzi and Yerushalmi. So he says that it could be it's Yerushalmi. Is Yerushalmi here on page 5 in the packet, the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Amar Chizkia on page 5, where the arrow is. Amar Chizkia Hahein Chayata Umna Mavla Train Reishi. So he says that, look in the Korban Eda, Hein chayit shehu umun, einu maniach tzadeh kshir shal chut sheinira mi b'chutz al mavliya shnei roshav b'toch ha-tfira. He doesn't let, when he sews, the professional doesn't let the strings just hang loose. So then he says, on the bottom, last three lines. Tani Rav Hoshaya Chosel Shal Tamar Mupatilia Shal Tamar Koreo Matir Uvad Shalu Yikshur. Yeah, take a look at the line before that. Here, the first word on the line is kula. Nifsa kaya kosher mikaven sheyamaniya l'orga shalom mayali. So he says, look in the Korban Eidah. Hey, chayta chayet shu umun chayta amra amaykar mechizki adavis ashchay umun mavli alusan me'orga yiriyas lamdu. Shein hayu kosher mifamim kashim kein hayam meguna shalchutin kofel. So they would do something that a woman should look nice. So he says that maybe, so that's if you look back at Rav Kapach, he says, Amar Chizkiya, Hein chayta umna mevla b'tar train reish, Derecha chay umun, Hein derecha oreg umun, Kasher nikro lochut hashsi. In other words, if one of the strings would rip, kokech shneikt sos hachut shenikro matir shesirosim beumnus moshech vada samer mizel leze puzo b'mokum kshira. In other words, he says that if it would rip, they would take the two things that ripped and they would try to wind it together, and that would be a form of kshira. Im yikshur. Because if you make a regular knot, it's not going to look nice. It's like it's going to be a bumpy. But if you just take the two pieces that got disjointed and you wind them together, so the Yerushalmi's mashma, that's kosher. Ve'eda told us tova she'in derech tviya b'kach. V'yichachuk told us kosher v'yogim kein l'shem kshira. In other words, it's instead of, normally, two things rip. You can make a knot and tie them together. But if you're making a nice baguette, it's not nice to have a knot there. So instead of making a knot, what they do is they take the two strings and they twirl it together. And so he thinks that's what the Yerushalmi, says. Because, you see, Yerushalmi is going back on page 4, where it says, Makshira Haisa B'Mishkan. On page 4 it says, what was the example of Kshira in the Mishkan, the beginning of the Gemara, there, four lines from the bottom. So he says, an example of Kshira in the Mishkan, that Chizkiya says, is, Hahein chayta, Nifshak hayakosher, Nifshak hayakosher, V'kem she megila orig hayashar le u'ma'ayale. So he says that that's an example of Kshira in the Mishkan was when Chizkiya says, Hahein chayta umna mavla train reshe. In other words, if the two heads, you know, got disjointed, he would twirl them together. So Rav Kapach is quoting from one of the Mefarshim that says that maybe that's the source of the Rambam, that when you twirl together, that's kosher. The only problem is, there's another Yerushalmi on page 3. Take a look on page 3. There's another Yerushalmi that says, Ahein da ovid chavlin, hein da ovid mamzer, chayim mishum tova. That if you do shazira, you twine, you chayim mishum tova. So what is it? Is it kosher or is it tova? Tova is when you twirl the wool, you make a string. Or you take little pieces of wool and you, like the prime example is our tzitzis.
The tzitzis, yeah.
Right. In other words, these are twirled together, right? Each chut. That's why we're going to talk about what's the halacha on Shabbos if they start unraveling and you know, people have this, you know, habit to, is that a malacha on Shabbos to do that? So it seems that we have two Yerushalmis that seem to be contradictory of what's the story of twirling on Shabbos, the wool. Is that tova or is that kosher?
Do we have any examples, halacha l'maisa, of things that we encounter all the time with halacha is negeya?
Yeah, so we're going to see. The tzitzis example is...
Tzitzis, but that's...
We're going to... Yeah, that's a different shaila. That's about it. In other words, sometimes the kesher gets loose, so you pull. That's a separate. That will have a separate shear on that. But this is talking about the strings themselves that are unraveling, and then you twist them together, you twirl them to make the. So we have to understand.
Would it be an issur to tie the ends? People tie the ends when they start to do that. Would that be an issur?
Yeah. So that's the next malach is kosher. So when we learn kosher, the issur Hashem.
What did the tzitzis when they tie the mouth? Was they tie the ends so it doesn't?
Right. They make a knot. Yeah. So it doesn't. Right. So the shaila is there. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? That could be a big shaila.
People don't leave tzitzis usually. They do it in the tzitzis factory.
Yeah.
On the spinning wheel.
Yeah. And if you look on page 6 in the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, the Beleza Migar Maiza, Atom Vishulia Matsnia, also, he says, also Litvos Tzemer, Fil Me Al Gabi Behem Yushalmi, Hashozer Chayev Mishum Tove. So he quotes the Yushalmi, that if you do Shazira, you twirl, you Chayev Mishum Tove. Oh, it's Migdal Oz, is that? That's the Chayon quotes. That's who the Rav Kapach was quoting. So the question is, so what's the malacha? So if you look in the Tiferes Yisrael on page 9, look at the Tiferes Yisrael on page 9.
Germania or Vermeiza, not Germeiza.
Yeah. That's what it says in the Sefer, Germeiza. Okay.
Isn't it? Yeah, he was from Worms.
Worms, okay.
Where Rashi's from.
Right. So if you look in the Tiferes Yisrael on page 9, he says, told us kosher, page 9. So he says, Haposel psile chavolim mikol min sheyeh kemaise nirash deshozo damrin alel shechai mishum tova hainu b'chut dak b'derech tviya. Because I'm having no, it's okay. Next time we'll. So he says that. What? Okay, no problem. Be well. Be gesund. Okay, so we're talking about taking string and twirling it, what malacha that is. So, the Tiferes Yisrael on page 9 says, nearly the shoto damrino la shachai mishum tova hainu b'chud dak b'derech tviya. You see, this is the idea. Because if you take a thin string, a thin piece of wool, and you're making the string, that's tova. What tova means to make, like here, they take very thin strings, like, and then they twist them together to make this. But if you have thick strings and you're just trying to tie them together, or you're trying to take thick strings and you're making a rope, that's kosher. In other words, because the idea of tviya is making a string that you should be able to use to weave, you know, to weave. If you're making a rope, that's a different type of, that's thick strings. And then you're making a rope, that's kosher. Because when you make a rope, then you don't weave with a rope. You understand? So the concept, so the two Yerushalmis, the way the Mefarshim explained, that one Yerushalmi that says it's kosher, that's if you have thick strings and then you're winding it together to make a rope, or maybe if of two things. And the other case is you're taking thin strings, to thin pieces of wool, and you're making a string.
It's called
minor,
that they take
eight threads.
And they spin it together.
So that's what the Prima Godim says also on page 11. Take a look. Mm-hmm. He says, Hevi divrei Rambam. Perek Yud Milchus Shabbos Halachas HaPosel Chayiv Mishum Kosher. Right, the Rambam says if you posel, you make it's also twirling. You chayiv Mishum Kosher. So the question is, but the other Yerushalmi says you chayiv Mishum Tove. So which one is it? So he says, so he writes the line that begins Kesher. The middle of the Hainin Nimin Dakim Derech Arigahu. Mashenkin Chavolim Chutim Gasim Va'avim Ein Oreg Rechai Mishim Kosher. So it depends. If you're making those, like you say, Kofel Shmona, you're taking very thin things, because, like Rabbi Brill said, look, and here there's eight things, and it's just this string.
There's eight threads.
And they spin it together. And they spin it together, so it's eight. But it's just one thread, one string at the end. So that's Tova. If you would do that on Shabbos, you'd be chayv mishum tova.
If you have, is there tova acher tova? Like once you've spun those eight together, if you take one of those,
if you tie two ropes together, it's not the same thing.
Well, after a while, it's going to become kosher. If it's become, once it comes too thick, it's going to become the malach of kosher because you're tying them together.
If you take two of the tzitz and spin them around,
right. In other words, what if you take two?
So each of those two is already tova.
The question is when the Prima Godim says the difference between chutim, what is it, dakin, and nimen dakin, and chutim gasim. Mm. So he doesn't tell you exactly where to draw the line.
Here of size,
thickness.
The minute, generally, when he's on gravel, people tie the ends, and a lot of people have the ends of each of the chutim tied because they're unraveling. Especially when you wash them, sometimes they'll unravel.
Right,
but
right.
I guess it's something you can do on Shabbos.
Right, right. Now, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan on page 12, he says, "Told us kosher for posel chavolim min ahutzim u'min acholof u'min eitz rach she'osim mimen chavolim." Raise it. Told us kosher. Zero tvi lo shaych b'hu. Ein ze elam chutim dakim lasiyas begodim. Chayin ein bezerak kosher. So he says the same. Chayin mafred as a psil raise it. Told us matir. Okay, the same concept. Depends between whether it's thick or not.
I think this place came in Israel, which let them put glue on them nowadays. In the old days, it just used to get unravel something horrible.
Yeah.
You wash a palace cotton, and sometimes it became possible because it became very unraveled.
Right.
I don't think it's. I don't know if we're going to address this, but I don't. If it's unraveled, I don't think it's. I think once it's kosher, it's kosher, I thought it's kosher forever, even if the threads...
Okay, that's the same question of gardumin and...
It depends how much of the chutim.
Okay, we'll see.
Sometimes all thing gets unraveled and it's no good
enough. I think if it's completely unraveled, there she does, that it's
kosher. Yeah, okay,
kosher,
so
right?
We have to, when we learn Hilchas Tzitzis, we'll talk more. Then there's another Gemara, that there was a rule quotes on page 14. He says, Godelus Kochelus Upokesis. What's the Chiv? So, like you're making braids. You're making braids on Shabbos. So look on top of page 15. First line. Godelus Upokesis Mishum Bona. You make a braid, maybe that's bona. So the Gemara says, V'chidech binyin b'kach, in k'dorish Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, v'yivyan Hashem l'kim v'satzel, v'lamet shakila chadosh baruch hu l'chava. V'yitol odom. Hashem made braids from Chava's hair.
And it's braids out of hair?
And he says, and that's called v'yivyan. It's called binyin. So the Or Zeruah points this out on page 13. He says, "Hizu shalmit kol medover chavod chayv mishum tove lo mash mahachi shili amatznia the kamar godel posech mishum bone from a bone may mishum tove." So that's another possible malacha here. So we have three different possibilities of what's going on. Is it tova? Is it kosher? Or is it bona? So what's much from the bottom here, the footnote is what? That we said before that tova is if you take very thin things and you make a string out of it. If you take thick ones, so maybe he's much more from the Rezerua, that maybe that's a machlokis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says Yichai Mishum Kosher. He has the Girsa Tova, but the way we had the Girsa Tova is kosher. And the Bavli doesn't say that. The Bavli says if you make braids, that's bona. That's bona. So if you would make a rope on Shabbos out of thick things, and you so according to the Yerushalmi, that's kosher, and according to the Bavli, that could be bona. And tove is when it's thin. Well, so now let's see. And if you look at Rav Vosner on page 17... He quotes the Rambam, Loshon Rambam, Echad Tova, right? Yerushalmi, Chai Mishum Tova, and then he quotes the Rambam, Kosher. Then he says, "V'lo zachinu lavin." Said, "Look at the arrow, the second arrow." The Be'emes Ein, the Pasheru, the Melechus Kolei Luchud, Uposel Asiyas Chavam Luchud. The Godel Seir Haynu Kliya Seir. Whereas if you're making braids in Iriga. You're making braids, and you're not just braids is not just twirling. You understand? Braids is you're putting in, you know, a thing, and then you put in hole in the hole. You're like weaving the hair, so to speak. The gold so he says like this. He says tviya is tikkun hachut lachshira lariga. In other words, the definition of tefiyah is you're making a chut that will be suitable to weave with. So that's... Yeah, and the Rambam. So he says, Ava Rambam calls the bottom paragraph, Psilat Chaval Mishum Kosher, Abshul Inyan Shazira, Hina Yadu, Eno Shal Rabbein HaRambam, Masha Anachnu Lo Neinu L'Chaivu Mishum Kosher, Lo Kahayim Yerushalmi, Komokam Ulai Abshul L'Kaim Shneim, Devada Yisiyas Chaval B'tchila, Shizrozum Masha Tzorch Liyos Nikra Chut, V'Chaval Zem Inyan Melechas Tova, Avoch Chaval Gomer, She Ma'avu M'chazko Od, Al Yidei She shows that Imo Od Hevel saying Melachas Kosher. In other words, so what Dr. Einstein said was if you make the original string, that's Tova. But if I would say, I would take all these together, and so that might be already kosher. I don't know at what point.
The line between Daka and Gasa?
Yeah. But in other words, this already is Gasa. If you take all of them and you would twirl it, according to the Rambam, that would be kosher, and according to the Bavli, maybe that would be Bona. He thinks that's what the Or HaZeruah claims, the Machlokas Bavli and Shalmi.
Where does he...
So he thinks it's not a Machlokas Bavli and Yushalmi, the Rav Ozna, because the Bavli, when it says that Yechayv Mishum Bona, that's when you actually, it's not just twirling, it's your braiding. Braiding is, it could be Bona. He's saying it's not so pasha to say it's a Machlokas Bavli and Yushalmi. It could be that it's like the Orsa Meach wants to say, maybe it's quotes Orsa Meach that it's a Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. But he says, no, maybe not. That the Yerushalmi is talking about thick, that's kosher, that's. And the Bavli that says Bona is not just twisting, it's about braiding. Braiding, that could be Bona. Because then you're braiding, you're not just twisting. Okay, now. Take a look. There's two halacha lemaisa applications that we should take a look at. So,
did we resolve how we Paskin and Bavli versus Yerushalmi?
If you hold it's a machlokas, then it's a machlokas. The Rav Ozna wanted to say it's not a machlokas, that the Bavli was only talking about braiding. If it's not braiding, it's just twisting, then we can fall back on what we said before, that if it's
right.
Thick strings,
according
that's
to
kosher.
Or Zeruah.
According to Zeruah, it can be a machloikus. So.
Who does he learn?
Or Zeruah. He just says it's a machloikus.
Uh-huh. And Lemaisa?
Lemaisa, it's also. So, the Nachkamina, right. Which Hasra you'll give if you want to chive someone's skila. But since we're not we're not giving hasras today, so it's not so much a difference. Oh, so let's see. Rav Gutman, on page 20, he discusses two halacha lemaisa applications. Shows a chutin kol chutei tzitzis shenifredu. So the first thing he talks about is the one that when it starts to unravel the string, right? Sometimes it unravels. What if on Shabbos you take your fingers and you start kosher? See, it could be that tviya is only when you take the wool itself to make the string. Once it was made a string, then maybe that's already kosher. Chayodam. Quotes the Rokeach, Shem Yerushalmi, shows a chayv mishum tove. We talk kachos of Yehem Lutmor Dovei Rambam, they'll feed the Vav Nimsa the Chivu mishum kosher. So what's the pshat? So he says, Ovo Magan Ovos, last second column. Quotes of the Shozer Beis Chutin chayv mishum oireg. So, but that's a little difficult. Before the feast of the Chozer, Hasakin and Shzir, Shrozer, Havim, Mocha, Doraisa.
Or it has to be like a
right, that's
weaving,
right? Right, so that's why it's a little difficult. But he says, Mavur, See where it says on the second column, Mevuah l'fizeh, the lachzor l'sakin ha-shazira, shem rosh ha-chut ha-vimlocha d'oraisa, o mishum tviya, o mishum kshira. So he says, he thinks it's definitely a melacha d'oraisa. So that's a person who has to be very careful. Because a lot of times, you know, this could go wrong. And then people have like just, you know, they like to, with their fingers, they do things.
With the langa pious? Is that an iser d'oraisa to coil your pious on Shabbos?
No, it's not braiding it.
He's not braiding.
Well, you're spinning these threads
kosher
around each other.
See, I don't think anyone's going to say it's tova, but he says that this could be melacha d'oraisa of kosher, and you. So that's one.
That's why I don't grow my payas long.
Yeah. Not payama, yeah. Though. When you the feet that are going to fall back to being strings.
It depends. How good a job you do, I guess. Okay. And then the second halach l'maisa ramification on page 21 on the bottom. Likshor chute barzel, twister, but the twist ties. Right, so there, you put it on the plastic bag, right, those twist ties, and you... So what's the story of that?
Uh-huh. Does it make a difference if it's meant to be temporary versus...
Oh, so let's see. Yesh lo mol mizel, says Rav Gutman, b'bay demotzer kayom chute barzel dakim shezorzim usam roshem al yodim sogrim hakrusos. Twisters, belas.
What's a twister?
Twist ties.
Those little metal things
which you keep a plastic bag closed
with. A little wire inside.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what that is. Yeah, you seal plastic bags with, right?
Yeah, clasp.
No clasp.
But different. Same idea, though. No
a little metal wire with a green or red piece of paper
on it.
And you twist on for like a Mizonos and Kala bag, right?
Yeah, exactly. Free divrei prig regadim the davke mechutin dakin. Page 22. Because you don't use it to have strings that you're gonna weave with. Kosher. So he says the only thing he thinks it could be potentially is kosher. He doesn't think that it could be tviya. Because tefiyah is when you're making a string for weaving. In Ken Kemo Gabi Chavolver, in Zbar Dino, the Dafkev chosen a mash lo lahatir biyomo, also mishum kosher. And daito latir biyomo, so he says exactly what who just said, that if it's temporary. Mark, you said that? In other words, if you're planning to use it later in the day, so then for sure it's okay. Because then that it's not called kosher if you're planning to the law of the Mishum Kesher Shal Maisa Umar Omnam. But he says, Omnam calls a dafka, but also latir tomin. Because if you're making something that you're planning to undo, the twist tie. But say you want to put something in the freezer, like a challah, you want to put it in the freezer. And you put a twist tie, and you can be in the freezer for like a week or weeks or whatever. So then he says he thinks that is an issur of kosher. And then once it's issur of kosher, then you can't undo it on Shabbos. So if you're planning to undo it that day, but like sometimes what we do, I mean, now you have these Ziploc bags.
Why can't you undo it on Shabbos?
because that's matir. But that's why there's a new discovery in the world today, Ziploc bags. So Ziploc bags basically took away,
you don't need the twist ties anymore.
So
yeah, but the challah bags are still with twist ties or something.
Depends. I mean, we put our challah in a Ziploc. Mm-hmm. So if we say we have extra challah, we don't want it to get ruined, I put it in the Ziploc bag, and then I'll maybe eat some leftovers during the week of the challah. Mm-hmm. But say you would do that with a twist tie, so then that would be a, you know...
The next Shabbos would be a problem.
The next Shabbos would be a problem.
If you get a challah from the bakery and you undo the twist tie on Shabbos, that's matya?
So if you get a challah... Oh, that's a good... Say that you get a challah from the bakery. Get a challah from the bakery.
Your intention was never for it to be closed for an extended period of time, right? It's not a kesher shel kayama.
Yeah, so we're going to have to learn halachas of kesher shel kayama to see what's called a kesher shel kayama. What's the shear for that? But say some hold if it's more than a day, it could be also midrabanan.
So when you buy a challah, you intend to use it, you know, that Shabbos.
Right.
It happens to be around next Shabbos.
Yeah, but it depends. When did they put it in the bag? When did they bake the challahs in the bakeries for Shabbos?
Tuesday.
I don't know. Right. So
you're buying fresh challah on Friday.
Right, so if they made it Tuesday and they put a twist tie on it
So
then the question is, maybe there would be an issur d'rabbanan to untie it on Shabbos.
How about that sticker?
So then maybe what you'd have to do is you'd have to just open up the plastic and not do the twist.
That's what a lot of people do because sometimes they're hard to open.
Yeah.
But the sticky
tie. Are we going to look at kesher shel kayama, or we're learning the malacha of tova, not the malacha of kosher?
We're learning the malacha of tova now.
Not of kosher.
But don't worry, they made 8 packets on kosher, and 1 packet on matir. So, but that's Bez Hashem after Pesach. So the next 2 weeks we're going to do in Yoni Pesach. But I don't think I neglected kosher. I made already believe 8 packets
kosher
of
Pesach.
Kosher. So this could be a big shaila, at least me the Rabbanim. And then the next paragraph, he says, Rosh Echut Yitzish is not the Lord's Lord of Shabbos, Nir Al Pid Vareinu, the Hilchas Rab Shal Shabbos, the Tzarek, the Zarek, the Rosh Amotzim, the Old, Rosh Echut Yitzish, the Pardo Shiz Rosh, and also the Shabbos Chasur Shalzon. So, and then the Tzitzis. So those are the two Halachal Maisa applications he has. The Tzitzis, unraveled Tzitzis, and the twist ties.
And the unraveled Tzitzis would be kosher.
Yeah, we're not talking about it. He's saying you can't fix it on Shabbos.
Right.
And he has a tshuva here from the Kloisenberger. Kloisenberger on page 18. And he also has a whole thing about twist ties. Here, b'chtovo ki balti, d'var ha-she'ela b'kise ha-nylon, she'manichim behem mine mafe, baked goods, k'day sh'lo yapshu, they shouldn't get dried out and hard, sogim ha-sakis al-day sovim b'fiv chut barza ha-mutov b'nir.
B'kise ha-nylon, is that a plastic bag or a plastic wrap?
Yeah. Sovim shtek tzos habar ze al ze, v'kolim so b'yachad. Shetzvichim hotzi ha-machal matirim ha-chut, v'chach ha-chozim v'kolim ze al ze, imutur lasos kem b'shabes. So, we can talk a little bit. He says, guf melech is kosher, das ha-ramam, for be a deraisa, you need two things, kesher shal kayama and maisa uman. So it's probably not a Maisa Uman. So it won't be a Daraisa, but maybe it won't be a Drabon. But Rashi Chayev, even if it's not a Maisa Uman. So then he writes here on the Gimel on the left side, you know, the Rambam. He thinks that's the din of Posel Chavolim. Reza told us kosher. So he thinks that, then he writes, but then he says on page 19, "V'cholze," on the left, right side, "Cholze who raksha osa kain l'tmidus." Hachanam hach the godel psila who l'tmidus. In other words, you're doing it because you wanted to stay like that. If you make like a wick on Shabbos. Father postal boy will kind of mice woman. Father had told him Shani Ma'av. So that's the but then he writes in the last paragraph, "No nidan ein ze shaychel tofer klal shvach mesavim v'chud al piyasakis shenasa v'tov v'lizgur mesavim v'chud kagam shaychel kosher." So it says only be a shaychel of kosher. Came into inu kayama v'asu b'deh haray v'tov teichav v'yomo v'fin nice night ein tzerich lachush v'zeh klal. He says if it's made, but the question is, it's not always made for the day. Like when the baker does it, so that's what Rav Gut was saying. When the baker does it, he does it for a couple of days. Right? So then he says that would be an Isser on Shabbos.
Don't do it.
Right. So if you bought something, but basically what Rav Gutman is saying is if you bought something from the bakery on Tuesday and you put it in the freezer, and now on Shabbos you want to defrost it on Shabbos, and you want to undo the thing, that would be a shilam. I don't know if it would be mamash d'oraisa, because it's not just for a couple of days, but it might be a shiloh for the rabbanim.
Letzarech onig Shabbos.
Tzarech onig Shabbos is also awesome. But probably the better way would be just rip open the bag and not undo the.
Now most of the challah bags nowadays don't have the metal twist ties, but they just have a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have the ties on. It's very hard to untie those ties.
I think the piece of plastic, Mustama, there's no issue of kosher there. There's no issue
it could
of
be an issue of there. Right, so then we have to learn the next halacha of tofer.
I'm not talking about the plastic which seals. I'm talking about like the square piece of plastic with sort of a circular cutout, and you like bend it down a little bit or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I can't see what malacha would be involved.
It doesn't twist, it just turns once,
doesn't even turn. It's like the bag gets bunched up inside of it.
Does it make a difference if someone like spins the bag and ties the plastic within itself?
Oh,
does that make a difference? Or the metal twist tie?
Right.
Mistama, that could be kosher. Serum, right?
That could be kosher too.
If you're going to put it in the freezer, does it make a difference how you tie it?
Right. In other words, if you tie it, that could also be. We have to, you know, we would do kosher.
We need to do kosher. We need to learn whether you can tie something to itself or kosher.
Right, exactly. That's
applies so by two different.
So that's one of the packets is on that. Whether it means two different things or even tying something to itself. Like the example that's given is the garbage bag. And you take the two sides and you. Is that going to be a problem when somebody takes out the garbage on Shabbos and ties the bag? Okay, so those are...
Got it.
But this is Melachas Tviyah, is very interesting. We have like two Yerushalmis, a Bavli, the Prima Godin, the Tiferes Yisrael, and then Rav Gutman, Kloisberger, the different Halacha Lamais and Nafkaminas for this case. So Be'ez Hashem, next 2 weeks, B'Shiata D'Shmaya, we're going to talk about Shmur Matzah and Machine Matzah and things of that nature.
Seems like the early Ashkenazic Rishonim are willing to entertain the Yerushalmi as an equal source to the Bavli. Like nowadays, I think people assume that Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi we paskin like the Bavli, but
right.
But you know, like the Rishonim in 1200,
it didn't have that.
It seems like. That's not the case, right?
Yeah.
Meaning Ashkenaz is more connected to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's, okay.
You know, so the Ur Zeruah, the Rokeach, who are classic Ashkenazic Rishonim, are looking at the Yerushalmi in the same vein as the Bavli.
Yeah, so very interesting.
Is there more Torah on that?
There's a question about which Rishonim had the Yerushalmi even. Not all the Rishonim had the Rishonim. Question: did they have parts of it? Or,
I mean, parts. They didn't have the whole Rishonim. I mean, you know.
I think like Rabbeinu Gershom brought, if I'm not mistaken, the Bavli to Ashkenaz.
Right, right.
Before that, I don't know if we had the Bavli in Ashkenaz.
Yep. Okay. Very good.